This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawal confers honorary rank of Nepali Army General on Indian Army Chief Upendra Dwivedi. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli instructs government officials to change their working style to ensure good governance. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says agenda of Prime Minister's China visit will be prepared on consensus between ruling Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, and International Criminal Court issues arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, former Defence Minister and Hamas military commander over alleged war crimes. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawal has conferred the honorary rank of Nepali Army General on Indian Army Chief Upendra Dwivedi amidst a special ceremony organized at the office of the President in Sital Nivas today. President Pawal, who is also the Supreme Commander of the Nepali Army, presented the insignia of the rank of honorary general and a ceremonial sword to the Indian Army Chief. On the occasion, Chief of the Indian Army Staff General Dwivedi arrived in Nepal yesterday on the invitation of the Nepal's Chief of the Army Staff, Ashok Raj Sigdal, Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Defence Minister Manbir Rai were present on the occasion. There is a tradition of Nepal and India conferring the rank of honorary general on each other's Army Chief since 1950. This is General Dwivedi's first official visit to Nepal after his appointment as the Chief of the Indian Army on the 30th of June. The Indian Army Chief is due to call on Prime Minister Oli and Defence Minister Rai tomorrow. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has instructed the government officials to reform the working style to ensure good governance. The Prime Minister's instruction came during a meeting of the Ministry Level Development Action Committee and the progress review of the first quarter of the current fiscal year of the Office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers today. Prime Minister Oli directed the government employees to work in a bid to control revenue leakage, elevate poverty and enhance the country's image at the international level. The Prime Minister also called on the government authorities to work in a transparent manner with a commitment to developing the country. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says the Prime Minister's upcoming China visit will be based on the consensus between the ruling Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML. Speaking at a press conference held by the Nepal Press Union in Dhangadi today, the Home Minister claimed that the Prime Minister's visit to China will not create any problem between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML. Home Minister clarified that there is no problem or disagreement between the ruling partners, the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML. Home Minister Lekhak added that the agenda of the Prime Minister's visit to China would be prepared on the consensus. The Health Ministry has asked the private medical colleges and government hospitals to release the details of their service fees. In a circular made by the Health Ministry, private medical colleges and government hospitals have been asked to release details of the fees on their websites or in an accessible way so that the service seekers would get information about the services. The Health Ministry has instructed the healthcare institutions to share the information about the surgery fees, types of all beds available, as well as the fees for radiology service and lab tests. The ministry took this step after it received complaints about health institutions charging higher fees to service seekers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेड मा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिया थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Revenue collection in the first quarter of the current fiscal year has increased by 17% compared to the corresponding period of the previous fiscal year. As per the details on revenue collection presented in a meeting of the finance ministry today, revenue of 323 billion rupees has been raised in the first 4 months of the current fiscal year. However, this is only around 80% of the revenue target set for the first quarter of the current fiscal year. The finance ministry stated that the revenue collection target in the current fiscal year is 1.41 trillion rupees. The target is nearly 34% higher as compared to the last fiscal year's actual revenue collection. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Pugrel instructed the relevant bodies to focus on resources and expenditure management to achieve the goal of revenue collection target. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Judges at the International Criminal Court, ICC, have issued arrest warrants for Israel's Prime Minister and former Defense Minister, as well as Hamas military commander. According to the BBC, a statement from the ICC said a pre-trial chamber had rejected Israel's challenges to the court's jurisdiction and issued warrants for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. A warrant was also issued for Mohammad Daif, although the Israeli military had said he was killed in an airstrike in Gaza in July. The judges said there were reasonable grounds. The three men bore criminal responsibility for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity during the war between Israel and Hamas. Both Israel and Hamas have rejected the allegations. It will now be up to the ICC's 124 member states, which do not include Israel or its ally, the USA, to decide whether or not to enforce the warrants. In May, the ICC prosecutor Karim Khan sought warrants for leader Netanyahu, Gallant, Daif, and two other Hamas leaders who have since been killed, Ismail Haniyeh and Yahya Sinwar. Kyiv has claimed that Russia on Thursday launched an intercontinental ballistic missile, at Ukraine for the first time. The launch marked the latest escalation of the conflict since Ukraine fired Western-supplied long-range missiles on Kremlin. AFP News Agency cited the Ukrainian Air Force as saying in a statement that Russian forces in the morning had launched several types of missiles at the central city of Dnipro, targeting critical infrastructure. A source in the Ukrainian Air Force is said to have confirmed that it was the first time since the Kremlin launched its invasion that its forces had deployed the weapon. Air defense units downed six missiles, the Ukrainian Air Force said, without elaborating on whether the intercontinental ballistic missile had been downed. However, there was no immediate comment by Russia. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Pogrel confers honorary rank of Nepali Army General on Indian Army Chief Upendra Dwivedi. Prime Minister KP Sharma Ola instructs government officials to change their working style to ensure good governance. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says agenda Prime Minister's China visit will be prepared on consensus between ruling Nepali Congress and CP and UML. An International Criminal Court issues arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, former Defense Minister and Hamas military commander over alleged war crimes. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.